even Lana Turner smile. Something he can't see. My baby don't care, who knows? My baby just cares for me.
Thank you. before we hit record, Daniel did his vocal warm-ups,
yes,
so vocal he sounds professional.
Professional.
And amazing. And not like my 13-year-old son whose voice is cracking on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, welcome to Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM.
Captain Dan.
Penny Lane. Tired.
Tired.
If I sound a little lackluster, I'm tired.
Yeah, she's
it's been a long
both of us.
Day, yeah. Get a kitten, they said.
It'll be fun,
no.
They said. No, don't.
Frick no.
No.
But anyway, I digress. Welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome.
It's a fun show.
It is.
You did this one.
Yeah.
And it is all about the ladies.
It's all about the ladies.
But like specifically, mostly, like retro 60s soul,
yeah,
jazz, a little bit older, one or two newer stuff.
Yeah.
I like it. I say I nailed it.
Yeah, you did.
I like to, I do this game with Daniel, so you have like hundreds of playlists on,
yes,
Spotify.
I do.
And we get in the car and your Apple Play is hooked up, so we're listening, and I'm always trying to figure out what playlist we're listening to, because you theme them up, man.
Yeah,
and I'll be sitting there, and I'll be like, okay. Okay, and then when I think I've gotten it, something else comes up, and I'm like, son of a, what the frick is he playing? But this one was pretty obvious.
Yeah, this one was obvious.
Like, I got this one. This is all the ladies. So take it over. Tell us what we have been tickling our eardrums with.
Nina Simone.
Oh, she's so great.
Started us all off with,
yeah,
My Baby Just Cares For Me. Think by Aretha Franklin.
You gotta think. Queen Aretha, as I call her.
And finish that set off with Ronettes.
Ronettes.
Be My Baby.
Little tribute.
Yeah, little tribute to Ronnie Spector.
Yeah, who passed away. Was it this year? I can't even.
Yeah,
this,
it was this year, just right after New Year's.
It's like, January is the longest year ever.
Yeah, we've already had five celebrity deaths
oh
in the past
God.
2 weeks.
It's crazy. I can't believe, like, I don't know why. I guess maybe because it's winter, it's been cold, we've been getting so much freaking snow here.
Yeah.
That it's like January just is dragging and dragging. And like it feels like it's been 6 months, but it's been like 25 days.
Yeah.
Am I going to make it?
Oh, yeah.
I hope
you
so.
You got this.
I think this is exasperated by the exhaustion I'm feeling right now. So, yeah. No, it's only up from here. This is a hard time of year.
It is.
I was just talking to my friend Erin, who says she bought a sad lamp.
Yeah.
It's so funny. She's like, yeah. This is the thing here, right? Because we get such minimal daylight hours.
Yeah.
We're not as bad as...
We're not as bad as in our Northwest Territories.
But, I mean, you're talking about the sun setting at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And rising at 8, 9. Like, so she's saying, she goes, yeah, I bought us a sad lamp. So sad seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
So they have these lamps that are supposed to mimic sunlight. So I was like, how is it? She's like, it's goddamn bright. And I was like... Well, it's supposed to be the sun, so I'm assuming it's supposed to be bright.
The sun on your desk.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, it's just like, she's like, I woke up in the morning, put it on to do exercises. It's just like, ah. It's like, oh my God. So these are things you have to do when you live up north, guys. And we don't even live that far up north.
No, we don't. No.
But anyway, we got good tunes.
Yes,
that's
going
to help.
Yeah.
Should we continue on, or do you want to gab some
more?
Well,
we can continue on.
Okay, let's continue on.
Let's continue on with some Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Ooh.
With Baby Love, right here.
On Punks and Parkas.
On Punks and Parkas.
Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up. Baby, thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
On s'en souvient.
Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck right glued to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a stamp to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue.
And we'll have every
sad every time I hear her. Because she was so good.
Yeah, her career was so short.
Oh, gosh. She was just, like, so good.
Yeah.
So good. Ugh. Yeah, that was Amy Winehouse from Lioness, I believe, yes. Which was released right after her death. And it was just a bunch of stuff she'd been working on and outtakes and stuff. So highly recommend you pick it up if you're a fan.
Yeah.
Some good stuff on there. So that was Our Day Will Come. Yep. What was before that?
My Guy, Mary Wells.
My Guy. I love that song. Well, I remember as a kid loving that song.
Yeah.
I don't know why. We used to listen to KY58 in the kitchen at my mom and dad's house.
Yep.
Love that song. But,
Before that, we played Francois Hardy, La Tempe de l'Amour.
La Oui. CC. Oui, oui.
Before that was Dicey Springfield, Wishing and Hopping.
Wishing and Hopping.
And we started it off with Baby Love by the Supremes and Will You Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles.
So I have a funny story with that Wishing and Hopping. So I have, you know about this. I posted about this on Instagram the other day too. Yep. I have something called aphantasia, which means I can't visualize things. So, like, honestly, I thought, like, counting sheep was a metaphor my whole life until, like, I realized that this is what I have. So it leads to face blindness and it leads to me not reading words properly. So anytime I see hopin' with the G dropped off in a little, I think hoppin'. And I say hop, and I don't even mean to, but I say hoppin'. Like, it's bad. So every time I see that song, if I'm rushing, I'll always say wishing and hopping, and people are like, it's hoping. And I'm like, I know.
It's
Easter, I have a learning Easter, disability.
It's the Easter version of the song.
Right? It's the Easter version. Oh, yeah. So bear with me.
Yeah.
But it's funny you played that too, because I posted Dusty as part of a challenge we're doing on Instagram right now. Yep. A Bowie vinyl challenge.
Yes.
So somebody, I think they're at Tales of Vinyl, did a challenge for this month to celebrate David Bowie where they took, and it was kind of cool how they did it because they had one prompt was Bowie related. Yeah. So if you had Bowie in your collection, you could do it, go for it. If not, they had another prompt that was kind of related, but you can bring anything. So one was talking about an LGBTQ artist and I posted Dusty.
Yes.
This is a very long segue into the fact that we are a week away
from the Lovers Vinyl Challenge.
Right?
Yep.
Isn't that crazy? So starting February 1st, every day that month, you and I have come up with recycled, mostly.
Yeah, 28 props. Different props. Or is it 29?
It's 28, okay. I think. We only did 28, so it's going to be 28. But it's super simple. We tried to think of things that were pretty broad. You're checking.
Sure. Oh, yes, 28.
Okay, it's 28. We tried to think of things that weren't very niche, that anybody, even if you've got like just 10 records in your collection, you can kind of think of something. I've had lots of people say, does it have to be vinyl? No.
Pull out your CDs, 8-tracks, cassettes.
Tapes. I had a friend who said, like, can I post, like, the image of the album? Yeah, like, whatever. I
don't have the album, physical album.
You don't care.
That's what I was doing back when I first started collecting records. And I only had, like,
you were cheating?
20. Yeah.
Well, you have to, right, sometimes? And you want to share the music you love. So, and that's the whole point of these is, like, share some music, discover some good music. Make sure you follow the hashtag on Instagram. It's hashtag Lovers Vinyl Challenge.
Yes.
And use it when you're posting. That way other people can discover. We can kind of find your posts and share them and stuff. I'm really excited. Do you know what our first day prompt is?
I saw it. Love at First Sight.
Love at First Sight, yeah. So one of the first records you bought yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know one of the first records you bought yourself? This is probably easier for you than for me.
Yeah, it was either the 12-inch single of This Charming Man by the Smiths.
Right.
Or else it was Cars Candio.
Oh, yeah.
Or Fix Reach the Beach. One of those three.
Because you really have only been collecting records maybe like 2 years.
Three.
Going on three, yeah. Yeah, because right when we met, you started. And I've been doing it since I was 15, 16. I honestly don't remember what the first record is I bought myself. I know what the first tape I bought myself. I know what the first CD I bought myself. But record is somewhere long gone, so I can just make up anything.
Yep. This record here.
This one. But you better believe it. Here's another awesome segue. A lot of the records that we will be posting will have been scored from the fantastic Vintage Vinyl.
Oh, yeah, I'm that guy.
On with the segues you today. You should be tired more often. I was really productive at work today, too. I mean, I may go and log into work tomorrow and find like half of what I did is garbage,
but
it was
you were
really
productive.
yeah, so Vintage Vinyl is our show sponsor.
Yep.
At Vintage Vinyl 204, a yes. fantastic source in the city for vinyl. We popped in there Saturday, and I finally got my hands on a Jam album that I've been... I don't have many White Whale albums. I don't think I need this, but this is one that I'm like, I would really like this. So he posted it on his Instagram story, and I was like, ah, Setting Suns by the Jam, I need it. So sent him an email, quickly held it for us. He doesn't hold new releases that he issues on Friday, but this was a Saturday, so I lucked out. But go check him out.
Yeah, check him out. He's in Osborne.
Lots of great stuff. Lots of cool stuff. Nobody buy that Human Beings album that's been sitting there for a year because... Next week's my time.
Yes,
I
it is.
I say that every week
with
that album. I should just do
you
it
just
next
go
week.
Get it next
Watch,
week.
I'll go next week and somebody will have bought it.
Yep.
Garbage. So anyway, go give him a like. If you're not from the city, check out his wares online. He ships.
Yep.
And he's also good at, if you were looking for something really rare.
He'll find it for you.
He's pulled some crazy rabbits out of hats. So,
yeah.
Don't be afraid to shoot him a message and be like, hey, I'm looking for this 19 whatever test pressing of this thing. He might find it.
Yeah.
So you never know. You got anything else fun to say? Anything else to share with the lovely?
No.
No. This is how, like, it's such a dull time of year right now. So our conversations are a little... There's nothing going on.
Yeah, it was fried chicken week last week.
That's right. If you're
and
in the
was
city.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, we had one entry.
Yep.
Which was pretty good.
Yeah.
It wasn't the winner.
No.
But Poutine
week is coming up.
It's coming up.
Was like, next week or week after? Week
the
after?
The city is killing me. Like, no. First it started off with Burger Week.
Yep.
And then it's like morphed into all these others. Like, let's do fried chicken. And let's do poutine.
We should have a macaroni fest.
Oh, God, Daniel, stop.
Anybody out there, mac and cheese, mac and cheese. All the kind of mac and cheese you can think of.
Grilled
do
cheese
it.
Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Why is it cheese and carbs? Cheese and carbs.
Like, that's what life is.
Cheese
and carbs.
Carbs. They're the best.
It is.
They're so
they
the
are.
Best. Ugh. Okay, I'm going to go search for some cheese and carbs. Well, let's play some music.
Yeah, how about some... Etta James.
Oh, Etta James.
At last.
My cheese and carbs have come along. Not really.
No.
Oh, and then the spell was cast. comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right. Little darling, it feels like years since you've been here. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right. Little darling, the smiles are returning to the faces now. Little darling, it seems like years since you've been here. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, feels like years since you've been here. I'm so glad to see it, I see.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to place where true love conquers in the wilds and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And my fair lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
It is the evening of the day. Sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches come by everything.
Love is a strange There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
Past. Past. Well, now let me tell you about the past. The past is filled with silent joys and broken toys, laughing girls and teasing boys. Was I ever in love? I called it love. I mean, it felt like love. There were moments when, well, there were moments when. Present. Go out with you? Why not? Do I like to dance? Of course. Take a walk along the beach tonight? I'd love to. But don't try to touch me. Don't try to touch me. Because that will never happen again. Shall we dance? Thank you. Maybe someday I'll have somebody's hand. Maybe somewhere someone will understand. You know, I used to sing a tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. I'm all packed up and I'm on my way, and I'm gonna fall in love. But at the moment, it doesn't look good. At the moment, it will never happen again. I don't think it will ever happen again.
That was a Shangri-La.
A little dramatic.
Punks and Barkas on UMFM 101.5.
Damn. I always forget how great they are.
They are very cool.
Yeah, I have a best of LP, and every so often when I play it, I'm like, they were really good.
Yep.
And really underrated.
They were.
So what did we play, apart from the really good and really underrated Shangri-Las?
Etta James, At Last, Here Comes the Sun, Nina Simone, Manhattan, Ella Fitzgerald, As Tears Go By, Marianna Faithfull, You Only Live Twice, Nancy Sinatra. Stormy Weather, Billie Holiday, and Past, Present, and Future by the Shangri-Las.
It's so funny, as we were listening to that Billie Holiday track when we were getting the show ready, it made me think of something. People said that Sinatra had really interesting phrasing.
Yeah.
Billie Holiday is really interesting phrasing. Like, I don't know why I never really thought of it until that very moment.
Yeah.
But she's amazing.
She is.
We're going. Bye. See ya. I'm going to go. There's a couch like 4 feet to my left, and it's calling my name. So... have a great weekend.
Yes.
Take care.
Take care. Stay. Be safe.
Yeah, it's still crazy out there. Not as crazy, but it's like, it's like not DEFCON crazy, but it's like Thunderdome crazy.
Yeah. Sit back, crack a beer, sit on yourself, watch TV.
Exactly.
There you go.
And we will see you next week.
Yep. See you guys.
Bye.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping on the door. Feed you no more. You told me it was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me it was high class, but I can see through that. And daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. We snooping around the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. Oh, brother, there's nothing more hound dog. You're